While election season may have just ended, there's already a push to gather signatures for a new ballot measure in 2016. A small group of supporters behind an effort to criminalize what they see as corruption in Alaska politics gathered at the Division of Elections on Friday for a training on how to collect the roughly 30,000 signatures they'll need from across the state. Ray Metcalf is directing the push to bring the issue to voters.
This initiative will make it a crime for legislators to vote, to appropriate money, or deliver economic benefits to themselves, their employers, their families. When they're conflicted, they need to recuse themselves from voting.
Without measures making it officially illegal to wheel and deal, Metcalf says actions that are clear offenses in other states are par for the course here, citing the recent Senate Bill 21 oil tax vote in the legislature.
You had two employees of ConocoPhillips voting to give their employer a billion-dollar tax break, and that would not be permissible under this law.
Metcalf says the initiative has broad party support from the Democrats, Libertarians, Greens, and even some Tea Party members. The Republican Party has not endorsed the measure. Supporters have a year to gather all the signatures needed. Once submitted, a comprehensive certification process begins within the Division of Elections as they check line by line, signature by signature, that enough Alaskans support the idea to send it to the Lieutenant Governor for approval.